I'm Zias Caravalla from ZK Research, and welcome to this TechTarget Ask the Experts podcast. The question I have in front of me is, how does SD-WAN support better QoE or quality of experience than a traditional WAN? This is a great question. The majority of companies I've talked to that have jumped to SD-WAN or have been at least looking at deploying it have done so for cost reasons. And while I believe SD-WANs will invariably save companies money, that's not really the primary reasons companies should be looking at it. If deployed correctly, SD-WAN offers better quality of experience for users than traditional WANs do. Now, let me preface this by saying that in no way am I saying that a single internet connection will offer you better quality than a single traditional WAN connection such as MPLS. However, if architected correctly, an SD-WAN that leverages multiple broadband connections will give you better quality of experience than a traditional network will. Now, to understand this, let's first take a look at the traditional WAN that uses bandwidth very inefficiently because of something called active-passive technology. In an active-passive network, only the primary network can be active, and the backup network or the passive network only becomes active when the primary fails. What this means is that you're buying twice as much bandwidth than you need because I have to buy enough bandwidth to support all my traffic in the primary mode and then all my traffic in backup mode. It'll be a little bit like building a road system where all my traffic had to go down the same road and I could only use alternative paths if the backup road became active upon a primary road failure. You'd have to build your road so big that that wouldn't make some sense. Now, SD-WANs use something called multipath technology that binds multiple broadband connections or even traditional network connections like MPLS together. Automation, of course, is a big benefit of SD-WAN, and so you could set up policies that say, send all my mission-critical traffic down the primary WAN connection or my high-cost WAN connection, and then say things like best effort traffic, like internet connectivity, things like that, down the backup connection. Policies can be used to ensure that all that traffic that is supposed to go over that best link does, and in that way, the IT managers don't have to continually fiddle with the network. Also, I think another benefit is that WAN optimization is typically built into SD-WAN connections. So even for non-real-time traffic like Windows replication, storage replication, email traffic, things like that, they're just not going to consume as much bandwidth as before. So the question is, how does SD-WAN support better QoE than traditional WAN? Well, it all lies in the architecture. SD-WANs were really built for an era where we have a bunch of different types of traffic, both real-time and non-real-time, cloud and non-cloud, mobile, moving over our networks where traditional networks were not. And that's why I say you will get better QoE out of a traditional WAN. However, as I said, you need to do all the pre-work to understand what your traffic is. You need to understand how to set up your policies and how to automate a lot of the configuration. And if you do those things, I think you'll have a very successful SD-WAN deployment, and I think you'll have better performance and you'll have happier users. So thank you very much for that question. I'm Zias Caravalla from ZK Research.